I couldn't believe what I was hearing. My son was saying dirty things to me, things that he was demanding me to do. My son was blackmailing me. He was forcing me to do dirty, filthy, disgusting, perverted things to him. He had me on my knees before him. His pants were unzipped and his big cock was poking straight out. Or at least it was before he stuck it in my mouth and told me to start sucking, Mommy. My big tits exposed and hanging loose outside my red stretch spandex sleeveless summer top and his hard cock fucking my mouth. He was pinching my nipples and squeezing my tits, even mauling them as he fucked my face, sticking his big, fat, teen cock inside his mother's mouth and fucking her face. My face. He was humiliating me, making me kneel before him like this with his dirty, filthy cock inside my mouth, pumping in and out, telling me to suck him harder. He wanted to see my cheeks hollow out and to take him deeper. He wanted to hear me choking on his cock as he plunged it deep down my throat. I felt shame. This was so fucking wrong, but I couldn't help it. You see, my tits are like a turn-on switch to me. If you play with my tits, then my cunt gets wet. And if that gets wet, then I want to come. I fucking need to come. And my mouth is a turn-on switch, too. After my sensitive tits, that is. You see, I just love sucking cock. I shouldn't like it as much as I do, but I do love it. I love the feel of a man's swollen, hard cock in my mouth. And I love being in a submissive position on my knees in front of a man standing over me, his hands on my head, telling me to open my slutty mouth for him, telling me how I have such suckable lips, telling me how pretty I look with his cock in my mouth, telling me to take his cock deeper in my mouth, how he wants to see if I can take the whole thing, how he wants to see my neck bulge out as he forces his cock deeper and deeper down my throat. It excites me to feel like I'm helpless like that and being talked dirty to. At the moment, I had all of this going for me with my very own son. Let me explain how it all happened. You see, my husband's job requires him to travel out of state very often, and I'm a very sexual woman. I love sex. But with hubby away so often, I need to satisfy my horny cunt with a man's hard dick, any man's, and so I'm forced to cheat. It doesn't mean anything, and I'm not having an affair. I still love my husband, but I just need to feel a man's hard cock inside my horny, wet fuckhole, and quite frequently, too, at least every day. So there I was on the sofa in our living room, fucking one of the neighbors who lives down the street, when my son came home early and caught me naked while sucking on this guy's big cock. And while I was sucking him, he was fucking my snatch with my very own dildo and calling me filthy names, like how I was his own personal cocksucker. And I was loving it. I was eating it all up. And you know how much dirty talk gets me off. Well, my son just stood there and stared at my naked body while I jumped up, tits bouncing, and slipped into my robe while my male friend scurried out the door, trying to put his hard, stiff cock back in his pants as he ran. I was horrified and embarrassed that my son had caught me, and I tried to explain and to apologize, but he kept on saying something about his dad. I was too scared to listen properly, what with me screaming hysterically and everything, but when his words finally reached my ears and sunk in, I said, Your dad, my husband, must never know about what just happened. It would hurt him. It is not his fault I'm a fucking slut. So please, please don't tell him. My son agreed with me, but then he said, I'll never tell Dad anything about me catching you naked with your big tits hanging out while sucking that guy's dick and him fucking your cunt with that dildo. But only if you suck my cock like you did his. Adam, I'm shocked. Shocked, do you hear me? That you're blackmailing me, your mother. And my son said, oh, Mother, don't make such a big deal of it. It's only a little blackmail. But yes, you will do as I say, or else I'll tell Dad on you. I was fucked. Well and truly fucked. And my son knew he had me over a barrel. So that's why I was on my knees getting face-fucked by my son. And I was finger-fucking my horny cunt while I was doing it, too. You fucking slut. My son said, you're turned on by sucking my cock. He was right. My naked gash was dripping cunt juice onto the carpet, and I had three fingers fucking deep in my fuckhole. Adam pulled his cock out of my mouth and ordered me to lay on the floor and to spread my legs for him. I had no choice. I had to do what he ordered, didn't I? Good. I'm glad you agree with me. Then my son pushed my thighs apart and told me to hold my cunt lips wide open and to guide his prick into my wet fuckhole. It was tricky doing that, what with my cunt lips being so slippery that my fingers kept sliding off my lips every time I reached for his cock. But eventually I figured it all out and I fed his meat into my sloppy snatch. And once he started to drive his prick into my cunt, I forgot he was my son. He became just another hard cock fucking me. Fucking me, the slut that I become. Yes, I cried. Fuck my cunt. Drive your hard cock into my fuckhole. Use my slutty slit. Drop your load into my cum-hungry snatch, baby. Adam called me his mother who'd raised him to be a gentleman. He called me a dirty fucking cunt. And I loved hearing his words. I was nothing more than a filthy whore who wanted my fuckhole filled with hot spunk. I felt dirty, and I loved it. My very own son telling me I was nothing but a slut. His slut. His fuck slave. I'm going to come in your dirty cunt, Mom, he said, and I pleaded. Yes, son, please. Fill my dirty snatch with your jizz, please. I used my cunt muscles to milk his prick, and I was rewarded with a torrent of spunk deep in my fucking cunt. I came hard on his prick, and it felt so, so good. Oh, yeah. Then my son rolled off me and told me to stand my back with my legs spread. And he went and grabbed his camera. He wanted a picture of his spunk seeping out of my freshly fucked gash. He took lots of pictures of me. He had me fingering my sloppy slit, the same one that he had just filled with his cum, sucking my own big tits. Yes, they are big enough for me to suck. And I suck my own tits often while I'm fucking myself with my big black dildo. And I used his cum to lube up that same dildo so he could take some pictures of me sucking it with cum on my lips. I was a total slut, and I did every filthy thing my son wanted me to, and even a few dirty things he hadn't even thought of. Fuck these pictures. I told Adam to get the video camera. I wanted a movie. I wanted us to make a porno film. I guess now it's no longer blackmail. Now it's just me being a filthy, dirty, horny fucking slut with a greedy cunt. Well, once he got the video camera all set up on the tripod, I started sucking on my son's cock again. Did I tell you it's a big cock? It's bigger than his dad's, and so fucking hard. I love sucking my son's cock. I love slurping on it. Licking up all the pre-cum. Slow kissing. Running my lips slowly up and down his shaft. My lips and my tongue. Teasing him, tormenting him, licking his balls, then kissing my way back up his shaft. His long shaft. Until I reached his tip. Swirling my tongue around the tip. Sticking my tongue inside his slit. Then taking just the head into my mouth. And slowly sucking on it. Like it was the most precious treat. Oh, baby. I love your cock so much. Once he was rock hard again, I had him tit fuck me. You know, sliding his big cock up and down my tit tunnel that I made by holding my big, huge tits together. Sometimes he slid so far up that he hit my chin with his long cock, and sometimes even my mouth. I love the way he was pinching my big nipples while sliding his dick between my tits, and I was licking the head and lapping up the pre-cum. My cunt was fucking sloppy wet, and I had half my hand in my cunt fucking myself. "Please, son," I begged, "fuck mommy again." Adam looked at me and said, "Sure, Mom, I'll fuck you. I'll fuck you every day. But you'll do whatever I want, deal?" I was so fucking horny and I needed fucking so bad that of course I agreed. Okay, son, I'll do anything you want, but please, please stick your cock inside me and fuck me now. And he plowed his prick straight into my cunt. He went balls deep into my gash, and his nut sack was bumping my taint. That's how deep he was inside me. I was in heaven, a young, hard prick fucking my brains out. It didn't matter that it was my son's. All that mattered was that I kept on coming. My son was talking filthy to me, calling me his cum dump cunt, his dirty fuck slave, and I was loving it. That's when he reminded me that he promised to do anything he wanted. Okay, I said I would, so what do you want me to do? I was surprised. I guess I shouldn't have been shocked, but Adam was fucking me so hard, and my cunt was ruling my brain. So when he said he wanted to make a porno of me fucking him and his friends, I said, okay, I'll do it. He had some nice-looking friends, especially that one friend of his that always had a big bulge in his pants whenever he came over. And I hadn't had a gangbang since my college days, so his suggestion made my cunt even wetter. I'd lost count of the number of times I'd come, and when Adam said he was ready to drop his load into my fuckhole, I just reached down and gently squeezed his ball sack. Most guys I know, like a warm hand holding their nut sack as they drain their spunk into some slut's cunt, and I wanted to make it good for him and drain his balls. As we lay there, both spent, I asked my son, when do we make the movie? And he said, on the weekend. He suggested six of his friends, and I almost came again. Fuck, six hard cocks? Out fucking me at least twice? Oh, so much cock. Oh, and so much cum. Oh, I loved it. My fingers reached for my cunt again. Yep, I'd come again. So now it's all arranged. My son has organized his friends to gangbang me, and tonight's the big night. My cunt is already starting to get wet. Today I had my slut waxed. I just showered, and I'm wearing only a skimpy leopard print robe on with nothing on underneath. The doorbell rings, and Adam goes to answer it, and I almost come, knowing that in a few minutes I'll have cocks lining up wanting to rail my fuckhole. Adam leads the guys into the bedroom and says to them, say hello to my mom. She's a slut we're all gonna fuck. And mom, say hello to the guys that are gonna fuck you. We're gonna make you into a total fucking mommy slut tonight. We'll be gang fucking your slutty cunt mouth and maybe even your ass. I was almost speechless with excitement, but I managed to say, that sounds great. But enough with all the talk, you guys. I want action. I don't care if it's my mouth, my cunt, my tits, or even my ass. Tonight, I simply want to be a filthy cum dump cunt.